The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
This is Dr. Zudi Jasser. Welcome back to our last segment this week of Reform This. We're talking Syria, trying to put a bow around those 106 missiles that were sent into Syria and talk about what's the next step. And I think the best thing to end on this week is can we have a conversation for just the last few minutes here about misinformation, disinformation, propaganda, and agents of propaganda on the web, on the social media, on Twitter, Facebook. How do you tell the difference? How do you know what the truth is? I can't tell you how many times I get that question every day on social media. Zudi, please tell me. You think you're right. You know who the rebels are. This is what this source says. And I'll say, which source? And they don't even know. But if they do find a source, I tell them, well, look at the funding stream. Look at who this person is. And the BBC did a good report this week, and I'll get to it in a second. But first, let's look at the facts on the ground. Was the chemical, I can't believe even believe we're still talking about this, but if you look at the spike of information, it is actually now more, even after our rockets were launched. You have folks writing that this was somehow a American defense industry a launch because of the stocks going way up after it happened. It was some kind of false flag done by the United States. Crazy, crazy, psychotic information like that. All of a sudden, the leaders of the free world have become the promulgators and the users of chemical biological weapons in order to legitimize use of 102 missiles by a president that ran on non-intervention and actually wanted to prop up dictators during his campaign. Now, does that make sense? Doesn't make any sense to me, but it's the stuff in which truthers, it's the Essayist truthers, if you will, that have been coming out from major networks, on anchors, on evening newscasts that are spreading some of this stuff. It is on social media. It is all over the place. And again, after 9/11, you heard the truthers. Now, it wasn't as prevalent because we saw the attacks coming. It happened here. This is attacks happening 6,000 miles away that some people say, well, what do we care? Doesn't matter. It's not our war. That's a different discussion. We can talk about intervention or non-intervention into the use of weapons of mass destruction. That's a legitimate argument to have or not have. But to say that facts on the ground are just false or faked or done by us to falsely legitimize as a false flag operation, this conspiracy theory nonsense is just, it's not only crazy stuff, it is actually erodes who we are as a population, where legitimate journalism has died. Legitimate, every day I see on my social media feed with the tens of thousands of followers I have on different platforms, hundreds telling me that I am pushing a neocon, and they say it in a pejorative, a neocon narrative, which falsifies the truth of the false flag operation that was either an American or a French or a white helmet operation in which they gassed their own people. Now, forget that they can't deliver it. Forget that the ordnance in which it has to explode and land and the building in which the gas happened didn't destroy the building. It actually was delivered in a certain way that chemical weapons have to be delivered. All these other facts that were actually laid out in the speeches and the briefs delivered by the French. Lee Stranahan, a guy with hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter, got into a debate with me in which he was pushing a news report from Mint Press News. Mint Press News is out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. It is run by a father and a daughter. A daughter runs that, and she was proven by BuzzFeed to have former reporters who left her and said that it was an Essayist operation, an Essayist operation that only would publish reports that negated or nullified any evidence of chemical weapons use. That was back in 2013 that BuzzFeed reported that. And if you look at the money stream into Mint Press News, it is a foreign agency operation. They should have been forced to register as FARA. And the family that runs it lived in Tehran for years. The father came from Tehran. They're anti-Semites who are anti-American, and their information pushed is pure propaganda. Now, when I pushed Lee Stranahan about it on social media, he says, you don't want to deal with the facts, you're just attacking the source. And then I give him the French dossier, and he says, well, what specifically, you don't counter the facts, you're just giving me a speech. Seriously, this is the nonsense of what has become conversation by American thought leaders about whether we can prove in 2018 whether a chemical attack happened. And this is post-attack, after the case was laid out, after the Russians stopped any diplomatic process, as Nikki Haley laid out in the UN, from moving forward because they did not want investigations to happen while they cleaned up the area, and it was proven that the Russians were already destroying the area and the evidence that a chemical weapons attack happened and where it came from. And then Ambassador Ford, our previous Obama ambassador to Syria, laid it out in a brief tweet, the case that Prime Minister May and President Macron in France laid out. He said, negotiations with Jaish al-Islam, it's a radical Islamic group that was in Douma, broke down Friday, April 6, over whether it could stay as local police. Those negotiations break down. The Syrian government responds with a chemical weapon attack on Saturday, April 7. Jaish al-Islam then agreed to depart. And on April 8, and they start after that. So the Syrian government forces were trying to avoid hard final assault, in which would needed hundreds if not thousands of troops that they did not have. So they succeeded by using a chemical weapons attack, perhaps authorized by an Iranian general that we saw some video of. Who knows? Bottom line is that it happened and it was done by the regime. And then they lay out in the case the number of cases of airways arrest, of frothing, all the symptoms that happened at the same time. It was a coordinated pictures that were present on social media, etc., that could not have been orchestrated by a simple campaign. There were too many different sources that it came from. And legitimate pictures with geo-positioning in that area. And the case is even much more detailed that was laid out to the UN, laid out by France, United States, and the UK. I can't believe what's happened to journalism today. Because the bandwidth is so able to be soaked up by false information, the truth is being drowned out. We used to criticize legitimately the bias, the liberal bias, as Bernie Goldberg called it, of the media. And he used to work for CBS and now has become a conservative voice on many conservative media. But at the end of the day, you look now and you see how foreign regimes are able to manipulate billions of dollars of PR on social media so that they can shift public opinion globally and even fool with our own population, where Russia is playing both sides against one another with the far-right extremists and the far-left socialist Antifa and others. So they drove the Islamophobia narrative. They helped the Islamists and others in the United States, because that divided this country and eroded at our core democratic liberal values. And last, I have to spend a couple minutes talking to you about the most potent and I think traitorous agents of misinformation and disinformation, which are members of Congress. People running for office that have been proven to be in the back pocket of Bashar al-Assad's regime and the Russians. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Denis Kucinich, who's made many trips to Syria, who is running for governor of Ohio, and you will find even a couple days ago talking about not only how much he detested the missile attacks, but the same memes that I was just telling you about, the lack of proof of the chemical weapons having been done, etc. The same complete nonsense, childish nonsense, in which any sixth grader can go and find information that proves that the misinformation pushed by Russian television, pushed by Press TV of Iran, or Mint Press out of Minnesota, their propaganda arms are just not convincing. But Denis Kucinich, they are. So Free Beacon posts a report this week of a $20,000 fundraiser in Europe, in London, in which Kucinich basically endorses the Assad regime in that speech. And it looked like he did so in a trip funded by this organization, a European security organization, which has ties to the regime and its supporters. And it's not just that example that the Free Beacon notes. Kucinich has a long trail of benefits, traveling to Syria with folks out of Cleveland, in which he was mayor, with Hawam, with Tony George, a businessman in Cleveland who may not have traveled with him, but was certainly part of the Syrian community that helped advocate for the Assad regime. And I'll remind all of you that before the revolution, 1 out of 9 Syrians in the United States were believed to be part of the Mukhabarat, which are the information services, the intelligence services for the regime. And you wonder why it took so long for the revolution to get steam, because brothers were reporting on brothers. Folks wanted to go visit their family, so they wouldn't even say anything here because they would be outed. And their family would be tortured in Damascus for what their cousins or their brothers or their siblings said in the United States, in Chicago or Cleveland or in Florida. So the intelligence network is huge. And now we're finding out how deep it goes. Tulsi Gabbard, congresswoman from Ohio, is top on the list of agents of the Assad regime. And if you look at her trip in which she became part of the travel operations for the Assad regime and has continued to be a no-fail advocate for his genocidal operations, saying that he's the only bulwark for the Christian community in Syria and that he's doing legitimate counter-terror operations, I cannot believe a veteran of our army, who's a member of Congress, who was sworn to uphold our U.S. Constitution, would be able to look herself straight in the eye and look at her family and look at our country and American citizens and tell them that Assad is somebody that should be left in power. Yes, the ISIS folks are more evil, if not two sides of the same coin, as you and I talked about last time, but that does not make his advocacy necessary. That does not make his presence and his regime necessary. At no time in history has people of goodwill defended evil in order to prevent more evil after it. That makes no sense. And it's not American, and it is traitorous. Dennis Kucinich, Tulsi Gabbard, look at Dick Black, Richard Black, a state senator out of Virginia who I've debated, and after I debated him at a meeting of the Republican Party in Virginia, they nixed the video and wouldn't post it. I'd ask you to have it posted and protest them to release it. It was from 2 years ago. But this is in Prince William's County. And I have no idea how his constituents, this guy again posts on Facebook, he starts posting how the White Helmets are jihadi groups, when in fact, do some research into what the White Helmets do. For the vast majority of them, they are running into buildings to get chemical weapons victims out, to get innocent children and families out, in which nobody else, in which the regime and doctors are being pummeled by bombs, and all that's left are these White Helmets. Look at the documentary about them and many other stories done about their work. It is an inhumanity that not only we see a genocide happening before our faces, before our eyes in Syria, but it is an inhumanity that even the truth about them is being twisted by our own elected leaders and folks that know better. Tulsi Gabbard, you know better. Dick Black, you know better. Dennis Kucinich, you know better. And all the rest of the agents and those who continue to twist information know better. ISIS is a massive problem. You can't get rid of ISIS without getting rid of Assad. Syria is going to be a hell on earth for the next number of years, but there is no light at the end of that abyss that includes either ISIS or Assad. We decimated ISIS. With Assad there, you're going to see recurrence of that. I'll remind you of one thing before I leave. When our troops were being slaughtered by Al-Qaeda repeatedly through suicide bombing, where was the number one country source of Al-Qaeda from 2004 to 2010 while we were in Iraq? Syria. So if Assad did not have an entente with Al-Qaeda, with ISIS, with Sunni jihadists, how is it that they were constantly allowed through the border in this oppressive regime, as he let them out of prisons, as he would allow them to move freely? No different than Russia allows the Chechenian Sunnis to move freely into Syria and wreak havoc. So, look at the information out there. Look at the free press. And stop swallowing Russian television press, Press TV of Iranian television, Menar TV of Hezbollah, which is not even 0.1% true and is all full of anti-Semitism, anti-Westernism, and just fake information. And start looking at, yes, much of the information in the West might be biased, might not be correct information, but at least it's based in rational thought. At least there are ways in which to look at the information that can be critical or not. God bless you. Thanks for listening again. This is Zudi Jasser on Reform This. We'll see you next week.